From WTIP News, this is the North Shore Weekend News Roundup. I'm Jay Anderson, and here are some of the stories we've been following this week. The Arrowhead Electric Cooperative Board met last Friday to set their 2011 budget. According to General Manager Jeannie Montine, they have had to change rates for the coming year.
They approved the budget. There is a rate increase that overall looks about 6%.
Montine said Great River Energy's rate increase to Arrowhead was between 3 and 3.5%, prompting the increase to local customers. Customers will see increases in two parts of their next electric bill, infrastructure costs and the cost per kilowatt hour.
You're going to see increase both in the service availability charge. That's going from $42 to $43.50. So it's going up less than it has over the past few years. It's gone up about $4 a year, I think, for the last 3 years. So we just increased that $1.50. And the energy charge is going from 11.4 cents in the summer to 12.7 cents. And then the rest of the year, it's going from 10 cents to 11.3 cents. When you're doing rates, it's kind of a art more than it's a science. Just want to make it as fair as you can to everybody.
Montine emphasized that the rate increases do not include any of the co-op's work on high-speed internet, a project that begins in earnest this spring, largely with federal funding. Dan Olson is Director of Operations for WyndhamNet in Windham, Minnesota. Windham is in the southwest part of the state between Mankato and Sioux Falls, South Dakota. The community was one of the first in the nation to build a fiber-to-the-home broadband network. Olson will be in Cook County on February 10th to talk about Windham's broadband experience as Cook County begins that process with Arrowhead Electric Cooperative. Olson said high-speed internet has been up and running for 5 years in Windham. Arrowhead Electric Co-op is set to begin fiber optic work in May or June, and some residents aren't sure how they would use broadband, or even if they want the service. Olson said high-speed internet has changed Windham.
We went through the same process. I've been involved with high-speed internet for about 10, 12 years, and when I got here, people, you know, it was the build it and they will come mentality. People didn't know what to use it for. Some did. We had the early adopters that were pounding on the door every morning. You've got to build it to me. And they figured out reasons to use it. It's once you're exposed to it, you can't live without it. We've got a little Ma and Pa gas station here, and we've got cameras in it that they can monitor from home, and all their point of sales are through their broadband. The tanks are monitored through broadband when they need fuel. It sends out an email, basically, and says, hey, I'm out of fuel. I need fuel soon. All the way up to a very large trucking company that they know where all their trucks are at. A load is dispatched them to them. They know where the trucks are at. They can put together a bid and bid on that within minutes.
High-speed internet has also allowed people to work from their homes, and the Windham experience could easily work for Cook County. Olson said he has one major message to bring to local businesses.
The high-speed internet, it's a groundswell movement. Once you have it, it's hard to go back. It's hard to do business without it in this global economy right now.
A diverse group of outdoors and conservation groups have come together in a common cause. They sent a letter to Governor Mark Dayton and legislative leaders on Wednesday, asking them to respect and protect funding from the Clean Water, Land, and Legacy Amendment passed by Minnesota voters in 2008. 66 groups, including the Minnesota Deer Hunters Association, Pheasants Forever, the Sierra Club, and the Minnesota Environmental Partnership, signed the letter. Steve Morris is executive director of the Minnesota Environmental Partnership.
Environment conservation only gets 1% of the state general fund budget. So of all the general taxpayer tax money that goes in, we get a penny out of every dollar. The Constitution says the legacy money will supplement traditional sources of funding and not substitute for them. We understand the budgets may increase, they may decrease, and we just want to keep that 1%, that one penny out of every dollar, and we want to make sure they don't raid our other funds for other purposes.
The letter sent to Dayton and five other legislative leaders on Wednesday refers to a recent poll showing two-thirds of Minnesota voters contacted agreed with the statement, quote, "In these tough economic times, elected officials must be reminded that we want to protect Minnesota's great outdoors for the long term. We must not let elected officials raid constitutionally dedicated conservation funds to solve short-term state budget problems," unquote.
No longer is the question just, parents, do you know where your child is? Now it's also, parents, have you checked your child's Facebook page? ISD 166 Superintendent Beth Schwartz thinks parents should be doing just that and doing it often. She'll be offering a community education class on Facebook for parents on February 17th.
What this class is about is how, as a parent, do you monitor your child's Facebook? Are you aware of things? If the child shows you the Facebook page and you don't have one, do you know how to look at their profile? Do you know how to look at their security settings? Went to my daughter's Facebook page, and then I just like opened up some of her friends' pages. And students that are not my friends would look and see what's out there. And I can find birth dates. I can find their ages. I can find their hobbies. Lots of times the pictures that they have posted of themselves could be very intriguing for the wrong kind of people to look at. And a lot of this is just simply about safety.
Besides inappropriate messaging, games, and pictures, there's another aspect young people often overlook.
You also run into the high school student or early college student who's posting things, and you want to say, now wait, you realize a potential employer, you've posted this publicly on Facebook. Do you really want a future employer to get wind of this situation or this particular picture that you've now put out there for the whole world to see?
Facebook for Parents with Superintendent Beth Schwartz is Thursday, February 17th, 6 to 8 p.m. at the school's Tech Plaza.
Parents, I think it's a real reasonable request to say, you need to have me as a friend on your Facebook page.
You've been listening to the North Shore Weekend News Wrap-Up. To hear more from the WTIP News team and to check out the full versions of our stories, visit us at WTIP.org. For North Shore Community Radio, I'm Jay Anderson, wishing you a great weekend.